Monster. Look at Cody in the chat. You love to see it. Friday bets, keeping it loose. I almost forgot I'm the host of this.
You are.
I'm doing 5 shows today. Don't have to host 3 of them. So the 2 I do have to host, I need to kind of snap into gear. We got a little break coming up after this one, so I'm excited about that. Excited to do bets with you today. Sir. Got into some college football futures. Yeah, I almost said hoops. College football futures yesterday. That was a good time. And today it's more of a classic Friday bets. We've got a Yahir in the main fight of UFC. You love to see that.
It's actually not Yahir.
It's
Yair because he doesn't have an H in his name. It's different.
He doesn't have an H, are you sure? I thought he did.
No, he doesn't.
It's Y-A-I-R, so it's Yair. Yo soy Yair.
It's a little
bit different, but it's still my dude.
Love that. We've got Nuggets Summer League kicking off today on the U. It's all about the U, baby. Am I right? and then we've got our F1 expert in the house, Four Corners Jake, as he's known. Jake, say something. I've rambled for 2 minutes, even though I've said your name twice.
I'm just really excited for this GP. UFC this weekend, too, man.
Yep.
Title fights. It's going to be a great sports weekend. Summer League, too. Get to watch the Young Nuggets.
Time. Yes. And then soon we have, like, the deadest day and week in sport of the sports calendar.
ESPYs Day, as you told me yesterday.
Yes, ESPYs Day. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. So, yeah, aside from that, everything good?
I can't complain, man.
It's a blessed day in the office. Most of the squad in Vegas.
Studio's
Spence became
full.
A dad. Studio's full because people don't want to be in the empty offices. And Zach's getting married this weekend. So lots of things happening.
Hell of a weekend.
For the fam right here. And no better way than to celebrate with a nice little bets episode. What you cooking with? What you cooking with, Jake? Let's go to your big three and see what you're thinking for this glorious weekend.
So we're pretty F1 heavy here. We're taking Max Verstappen to win with the fastest lap. It's -138.
Great. That's a great call. What a nice little parlay.
Oh, I've
got
some more.
Can you find that everywhere? Or is this a Bet365 special because they know ball over there?
I think some other books may have this, but this line, I mean, as soon as I saw it, I was like, we're taking this.
Look, F1, this is the kind of stuff where, like, Bet365, they just know what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got tons of F1 odds, by the way.
Isn't it amazing?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because they know, man. They've been on this game for a while.
Yes, but Max is just unstoppable, man. That car.
To the point of being extremely annoying.
The dude pit last week to get the fastest lap was warming up his tires, and Charles pulls up 2 seconds behind him, and then Max just pulls out 3 seconds again on that lap, gets fastest lap, and wins the race.
He's an animal. He can do whatever he does. And it's crazy that we went from Lewis feeling like this about Lewis literally a year and a half ago to now feeling like that about Max. It's
I know.
Nuts.
It's wild. But he's been so dominant, you can't bet against him. And then to follow that up, let's go with Checo Perez on a bounce back weekend.
Mm.
To finish in the top two, he's +125. So we're going with the Red Bull 1-2 here. We haven't had that in a while. Checo's actually missed out on Q3, the last qualifying race, I believe, last 4 races now. Let's have a bounce back weekend for Checo. He played or drove well at this track last year. Also, another bet that I really like, points finish. To finish in the points, give me Oscar Piastri at +125.
So that's Oscar to get any points?
To score points.
Top 10 would do the trick. Okay, love that.
McLaren brought upgrades last week to Lando's car only. Lando performed very, very well. Oscar had some great overtakes last weekend, just didn't have the upgrades. Let's get him a points finish. And then I'm taking Brandon Moreno. I believe this is by knockout.
That's a consensor, man.
Yeah, this guy's so fun to watch.
Talk about having that dog in him.
For sure.
Honestly, this is the because of this big three, Jake just became an honorary Mexican.
Let's go. I didn't even realize. Three.
And when I was writing this down, I'm like, this dude knows ball. He knows ball so much.
That's big for Four Corners Jake right there. That's huge for the
brand. Not too far from Mexico, you know?
That's a damn straight. The Four Corners, they're right there. He already likes illegal pizza. Maybe some more authentic Mexican will be right up your alley. Four Corners Jake. I mean, this whole, you know, RK and I, we love Brandon Moreno. The guy's just
he's impossible not to love. I know. He's great.
And his interviews are just epic. Yeah. We love everything about BM.
My favorite Brandon Moreno moment of all time is when he beat Figueroa the first time for the title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs the title, starts crying, and just starts screaming, Viva Mexico, cabrones. I have that saved. I have that video saved because it inspired me more than anything else in this world.
Let's go, man.
That's why sports are amazing. They truly inspire us, even if it's someone simply shouting, Viva Mexico, cabrones.
He's won three of his last four fights by knockout or submission. So
yes, exactly. That's why I, too, am in on him. What up, Philip? What up, Cody? All the homies in here.
Your big three?
Yeah, Cody's fun fact, Brandon Moreno has lost twice to his opponent in this fight in Pantoja, but I don't think it can happen three times like that. I can see Moreno getting the win over a guy who's beat him twice. Yeah, I can too. I mean, I think he's done some adjustments, and he'll be ready, and I think he'll jump on this, and we're going to get, you know, a knockout, a submission, a technical KO. So go to the old big three for me, where we have that consensus on not cool initials. You can't call them by M initials. BM, that's no one wants to be BM, you know?
No.
No. Bowel movement, that's not a fun one. So anyways, we agree. Moreno not by decision. He's going to end that early. And then, as we were talking about, the other title bout in the UFC card tonight is Yair Rodriguez against Alexander Volkanovski. Volkanovski has just been an impossible puzzle to solve for this featherweight, man. He is built like a brick house. He's got such great reach. He has such a relentless and accurate kicker. He's just going to make it impossible for you to get within his range, which is where Yair would succeed. Kind of an explosive striker. It's just these guys are great for ratings. They're great for television. They're great to, like, pump up a title fight, and then they always lose against the more technically sound guy who can just keep you at distance. Volkanovski in a clinical by decision. Nothing better than having to sweat out five rounds of the UFC, rooting for your guy to lose, but also not knock him out. It is a unique thing to be invested in as a gambler. I kind of highly suggest it. So get in on that. And then Nuggets, money line, Summer League at 3 p.m. today. They play the Milwaukee Bucks. Andre Jackson, Marjon Beauchamp, the Bucks' two first rounders from last year will be on the team. A little worried about former Arizona and Golden State draftee and now EuroLeague vet Nico Mannion being on the Bucks team. But the Nuggets have a great combination of, like, summer league experience and some older vets. They've got lots of shooting. They've got 2-point guards. I just think this is a team built to have a nice run in summer league. So give me the Nuggets money line in this one. And I'm also, of course, taking the Nuggets to win it all. Because I think that's just going to be a blast. And while all the homies are out in Vegas, I want to be invested in that. And I think they've got a real chance. And their odds are phenomenal. So there you go. Check, 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 check.
Can't bet against what Calvin Booth has been doing in terms of team building, right?
Isn't it interesting? I kind of compared it to a little bit what the Chiefs have done.
Mm.
Right? Like, you've let go of some of your vets, the Frank Clarks, the Tyreek Hill's obviously your. There's a running back they've let go, right? Like, there's other vet, Orlando Brown. They've kind of redone the O-line. And they've really just reinvested, reloaded in the young guys. Kareem Hunt, I guess, is who I was thinking of.
They lost the one of the Williams guys who was good a few years
ago. Right. But they've just, like, reloaded around their star. And, you know, 53-man roster easier to do in the NFL, and the cap situation lends it to that. I think it's a really intriguing strategy applied to the NBA, man.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Nuggets guys had the assistant GM and VP of basketball. So check out that pod where they talk about some of that really, really fascinating stuff, man. What they're building over there. We're actually going to get into that on TDSP today. So tune into that at 3:00. I guess a double screen while we watch the summer league as well. And of course, I did a bet 365 top 5 on the Broncos pod. That was very fun. Guys I'm most excited to see in camp.
Okay.
Hank went deep on us. Uh-huh. I had guys like Stidham, Tim Patrick, Drew Sanders.
I loved your Stidham pick. Yeah, by the
he
way.
Had Quinn Meinerts on there.
I mean, and I like the belly.
Guys I'd never heard of
Quentin
before.
McMillan.
Yeah, Quentin McMillan and Youngstown State. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Can always trust Hank to pull out those FCS guys.
Absolutely. And Bet365 is who you can count on. I mean, the more I've been poking around the app, the more I'm seeing all that they have to offer.
It's a
insane,
lot.
Man. Yeah. It's really incredible. They've got a great boost on the Nuggets to repeat and win a chip. As you were mentioning, the F1 stuff gets really interesting.
It's amazing.
Loved what they had to offer on the UFC side. Gold Cup, MLS. We'll get into some value on the MLS. Yeah, value hunting. And it's all when you sign up at Bet365. You use that code DMVR365. Deposit money. All you have to do is $10, place a bet. All that bet has to be is up to $1. And once that bet is settled, so let's not do a future to start off.
Right.
Once that bet is settled, like my Wimbledon parlay I put on last night, they played while I was asleep. It lost while I was on the Buff show. Boom, 200 buckaroos and bonus bets hit the old account. And now I can jump in on UFC, F1, SGPs, and you know, summer league futures. The more the merrier at Bet365. The app is great, the odds are great, all the promos they've got, and this offer for new time users is incredible. They're worldwide, man. They've been serving 80 million users plus for years and years and years. They know what they're doing. And you know what you're doing if you can turn $1 into $200 in bonus bets right now. Use that code DMVR365 when you sign up. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado to use our code. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Boom. There you go. All right. It's time for, I knew it was going to be a random, you know, random slate here.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured we could just find some long shots, build an SG, build a parlay for the weekend, and you know, have some fun that way.
Let's do it as we
prep. So you've got some F1 stuff to lend us. Mm-hmm. What's the one you feel best about those? Because I'm assuming I gotta pick one. You know, I can't parlay multiple F1 stuff.
I do like that Oscar Piastri one quite a bit for him to score in the points. That's under points finish, I believe. You have to actually hit show more, but he's plus money there.
Finishing position and then podium, top 6, or points. And you scroll down to get Oscar, points, plus 125. Beautiful, Jake. Well done.
I got you.
I'm kind of in on this U.S. Gold Cup game against Canada. Yaya tells me that the move here is to take the U.S. because Canada is just kind of got their B team out there. You
so
know?
This is what you do. You go US.
Yeah.
And then you put Jesus Ferreira to score. Dude has been on a tear, and that's the little mini parlay you do with that game.
How many goals does he have right now?
I think he has like 9 goals in 3 games, something like that.
Wow.
Like, yeah, no, he's been unstoppable.
Like in 3 games, but it's still like incredible. Like he has 2 hat tricks, I think.
Player to score anytime.
Also, isn't it like against the law to like not take to not bet on America when it's single digits July days, right?
Wow, I mean, gosh.
I mean, it's just a national rule.
Come in hot. Full on America on us. I mean, who's going to disagree to that?
It's the time right now.
No, I mean, I think you're right.
Jake just went from honorary Mexican to full on four corners, Jake.
Oh, no, don't do that to me.
I mean, you did it to yourself.
I did do it to myself.
Then we're going to, I mean, we're all in on Brandon Moreno, our guy, BM.
If you guys want to throw something really spicy long shot, take Costa Rica to beat Mexico. It wouldn't be that. It's plus 650. Costa Rica's having a little bit of a better team. Mexico's not in form.
No, that's too crazy. Yaya.
It's crazy, but if it happens, y'all are going to be telling me, why didn't I do that?
Right now, U.S. to beat Canada, Brandon Moreno to win outright, forget the knockout part, Oscar Piastri to get points, Nuggets to win their summer league game, plus 1126.
Love it.
And if you're wondering, like, Andre, what if you put all of your $200 in free bets on that? How much would that come out to?
I am wondering that.
That'd be $2,200.
There you go.
Right there.
I have a long shot story to tell you.
Oh, please do.
Let's go back to the NBA draft.
Yes.
You posted a ton of lines in our company Slack. Do you remember this?
Not really.
All right. Well, I'll remind you. You posted like 9 NBA draft lines.
That sounds like me.
So I was at home and I was like, well, the draft's starting up. I was like, may as well put some skin in the game here.
Oh, yes. My day of big 9. This actually is ringing a bell. Yes.
And I was like, well, I want to kind of take a big shot here. And I don't even remember the guy's last name. I just picked him because his name was Kobe.
Kobe Brown, yes.
To go in the first round. The very last pick. The Clippers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Plus 800. Wasn't that special?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. I thought you placed all of those, and I got a little flack.
No, that's the only one I placed.
Okay, great. Big dub for me. Big dub. What a great way to end the show. That's a parlay I feel good about. I'm putting that. I better place it right now, or actually forgot.
Well, I'm signing up for Bet365 right now, so yeah, dude, I'm going to have to get that from you.
Yeah, you better. So, yeah, that's where we're at, guys. Have a lovely weekend, and best of luck on all your bets. We'll be back next week, as always. Use that code DNVR365 at Bet365. And have a glorious weekend from Yaya, Big Jakester, and Dre. Bye.